And we're going to pick up some conversation now with Membership Director Sharla Meisenheimer. And Sharla, you had a wonderful opportunity to celebrate local business here. That's been a couple of weeks now, hasn't it?
Well, it hasn't been quite 2 weeks. It's only been a week, but yes, and we are thrilled. So this year we were able to introduce two new events. Nothing like, again, as we talked earlier in the show, last year when you're making planning for the next year, this is what it's going to look like. And we all had to make some changes. So one of our events that we added was our power lunch. And our last one, I will say, will be December the 8th. And our keynote speaker is Governor Kelly will be joining us. She'll be with us to get us started. And then Dick Carter with the Carter Group will be following her. So you can register for that as virtual. It is complimentary. Again, an educational piece provided by the chamber is on our website. But we were able to do our business awards, and we called it started out as a business awards luncheon, and the way we ended was a business awards show. And thanks to you and your help and allowing us to change the format and being our MC, I think it was well received, and it was a great way to be able to celebrate our businesses again, which we find so very important. And if you were unable to see the show, it is on our Facebook page, and there's a link provided there, and it's also on our website, manhattan.org. And if you go to the business awards, you'll see the winners, their pictures, the sponsors, and a link to the live show. So we were able to celebrate five businesses. And I think it's so important to be able to talk about those. So we had, because it's our first year, our inaugural year, to be able to do that. We had an entrepreneur award of the year, and that went to Scott Sieben. And many of you probably know Scott as a person with Mr. K's, Rocking K's, and all of those.
Kites is the other one.
Important. All the K's, mm-hmm. Right? So Scott's just such an amazing person in our community. We were able to celebrate his entrepreneurial spirit with that. We were able to spend some time and talk to, oh my goodness, Mr. Colbert, whose first name totally eluded me.
Jim Thank Colbert.
You. I actually worked for him once upon a time in a land far away on one of his courses. So I could picture him in his hats, but I couldn't say the name. So Colbert Hills was recognized as our tourism development of the year business. And I think sometimes we forget what a tourism destination can do for our economy and the number of visitors that brings into our space. And I know that Karen and Darren can even expand on that further to say that people visit and then they start to go, oh, that might be a great place to live, or better yet, that might be a fabulous place to bring my business or to start a new business. So it's always so important to be able to celebrate the tourism development that we have going on in our community here. We had a Women and Minority Awards business award that we gave out this year. And I'm proud to say that went to Leisler Oil. If you all have not had the opportunity to speak or meet with the Leisler sisters, just an enormously awesome story. And they, again, another company and a group that brings so much into our region and is so vital to what we do every day. Small Business of the Year, we were able to award that to 502. I think many of you will recognize their work, but you'd also would recognize the MHK Together program that they put together as we began this COVID earlier this year as a way that we could give back to the community and help not only the businesses, but we could also help those in need as we went through that. And then our final award that we presented was our Cornerstone Award. And I can think of something more deserving than BHS Construction. And so we were able to celebrate with them. The award show had some great little clips in between. We did a Jeopardy game. So if you haven't had the opportunity to view that, you might take a look and see if you knew all the answers to Jeopardy. We had some great shout outs from our elected officials. We even got to hear the Wabash, and Gene Taylor spoke to us for a little bit. And then we had some awesome interviews with some of our local entrepreneurs and that started right here in Manhattan, and how they grew their businesses and what a great place it is to be in Manhattan as an entrepreneur.
So well, certainly a fun experience for me to be a part of that. Now, let's talk a bit about an activity that the Chamber is very entrenched in, and that is typically in January, and that's your Leaders Retreat, which is going to be taking a little different spin in 2021 than it has as well.
Yes, and I appreciate that you use the word spin and not pivot. But
you know, I missed out on this whole pivot thing. That must be an inside joke at the chamber offices.
Not just Aaron. So, yes, so we're excited to say that the dates have been set. It is January 14th and 15th. It will be right here in Manhattan. It is a different format from the Viewpoint, as it typically has been Friday, Saturday. It is now Thursday, Friday. Our intention, we are working on that agenda to be able to finalize that. That should be out in the next couple of weeks. Then we would, anyway, so we'll be able to get that agenda out on our, be on our website. So we'll start about 9 o'clock is our intention on Thursday. We'll go all the way, all day on Thursday, and then Friday until about noon is our, is what we're thinking at this point. So it'll be held at the new, conference center. So expanded. So we're
the new expansion. Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Charlotte, I know you need to roll, but thanks for anything else you want to touch base on before we let you go.
Well, again, just wanted to say, don't forget to shop small. Thank you for what you do every day and helping keep everybody up to date and educated on the new things that are happening. So we appreciate you too, Dave. Thank you.
Certainly. Certainly happy to do that. Proud to be a part of that effort. Charlotte Meisenheimer is the membership director at the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to now spin over to Janet Nichols. And Janet, last week was a terrific week for veterans in our community, and I know that the veterans were able to have a little luncheon, and they do so much for the community and to recognize those who served. And obviously 2020 had a different perspective than in years past, but let's talk a bit about how Veterans Day fared here in the Flint Hills.
Well, we had a great Veterans Day parade and indoor ceremony this past Wednesday, November 11th. I'm really proud to be a part of the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, which is the group that puts on the parade every year. And this year, you know, I like to say the parade has about 1 million different moving parts, and this year it probably had about 5 million. We had to get permits. We had to, you know, make sure that our parade was safe. We couldn't have done this without the city of Manhattan, without Riley County, without Riley County Police Department, without the Manhattan Fire Department, without you, Corey, Brandon, and the team at K-Man and Manhattan Broadcasting, and Dave Lewis Entertainment as well. I could go on and on about how supportive this community was and how a few driven veterans who were steadfast in their resolve that we were going to have a parade no matter what, make it happen. And one of the later developments in the game was we had the opportunity to video the parade and indoor ceremony professionally, but we needed the money to come up with to do that. And we got a grant literally within a day of putting the word out to a couple of people. Randy O'Boyle at Ultra ICE came through for us, and we reached out to adult assisted living facilities from Wamego to Abilene, and the city of Manhattan put it on their Channel 3 cable channel. K-Man put it on their website, and I think on Facebook, mm-hmm. and also Angel FM as well put it on theirs Facebook page and website. And now we have it brought a tape of the parade on our Flint Hill Veterans webpage. And but we got the reach out. I mean, this year a lot of people, veterans might not have been able to make it to that parade because of COVID mitigation measures. But even last year, the year before, we had a lot of veterans, because the weather was bad, they couldn't come out, or, you know, they're infirm or have some mobility issues. Now we can reach far and wide with our parade. And I think we're going to try to continue to make that happen going forward. And that was something that never even really occurred to us, was to do something like that.
And we didn't even, Janet, talk about it until I think like the week before.
Yeah.
I think
yeah,
it's like the Thursday before that Jed Dunham and I got together and said, hey, you know, we could do video. And, you know, and that's an example of, you know, a local business. And, okay, yeah, it's mine, full disclosure. But adapting to the needs in 2020 and who knows how much longer.
Yeah, no, it's made a huge difference. And we're committed to going forward and making it happen from now on, because this is a parade for our veterans. It's a celebration of our veterans, and we want to make sure we reach as many people as possible. And with that in mind, I forgot to mention Fort Riley and the 1st Infantry Division who participated. And as always, we get so much help from Kansas State Army and Air Force ROTC. We couldn't put on the parade without the ROTC groups over at K-State. So as I said, we get so much support from this community. You know, everybody was a little concerned, you know, the parade was on a Wednesday. There's no school on Wednesdays. You know, we were hoping to have the weather would be nice, which it was, that a lot of families would come out on that Wednesday, but we were a little worried, would people socially distance? Would they properly mitigate? And they did. I mean, all I heard was positives. We had over 500 parade participants and over 100 vehicles in that parade, and it was safe. I haven't heard of it being any kind of a hotspot in any way, shape, or form. I think, you know, we can have events and keep people safe, and we can do it correctly if we all work together, and we certainly did for Veterans Day.
And how about the neat combination of having Manhattan High and Rock Creek High School marching bands getting together and working together, because we did not know what the live music aspect of the parade would be.
Well, personally, all full disclosure on my part, I have a senior trombone player in the low brass at Manhattan High School. So I was thrilled that MHS and Rock Creek High School both came out, and I loved that they worked together. I had personally been kind of badgering the band directors at MHS. So what do you think? When I'd see them at football games and stuff. So I was thrilled to have what's a parade without marching bands, you know? So it was great that they came out, and I'm really happy that I know at MHS, I don't know about Rock Creek, it's the seniors who have been performing outside of school. And literally my senior, it was the first week since school started where she was like, I had a great week. That was fun. I had a typical senior high school experience. So it's been tough on those kids. And I'm really glad that they got, and I'm so glad the sun was shining and it wasn't freezing and sleeting like last year.
It makes a big difference, doesn't it?
You're telling me.
Janet, anything else that you'd like to add from a military affairs perspective this morning?
I just think that going forward, we want to make sure that we keep on being safe within our local businesses, and when we're out in public, washing our hands, wearing our masks. These are the mitigation measures that they have to live with on post, and we want them to stay safe and to stay healthy so they can defend us at a moment's notice if they need to. Their considerations are a little stricter than ours, so let's be smart about how we do things going forward. I know our businesses and restaurants are working so hard to be accommodating, and I so appreciate that, and I'm sure the folks at Fort Riley do as well. So thank you very much.
Janet Nichols with the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce Military Affairs Committee. Janet, thanks for joining us. And when we come back from our break, we'll visit again with Darren Soldin, Economic Development Director of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, here on this third Thursday. If you have a question for Darren, you can send that via email, studio@1350kman.com.